Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a phenomenon occurring in our party that disturbs me. I want to talk about it right now. And that is the what it seems to be the slow creep of anti-Semitism in part of the left of our party. We know that it occurs on the right. We know that, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is anti-Semitic. Rand Paul is anti-Semitic. He's put in a block against providing Israel replenishing their Iron Dome defense to defend themselves against rocket attacks from Iran and their surrogates, Hezbollah and Hamas and the rest of them. But in the Democratic Party, just the other day, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a staffer named Hussein Al-Tamimi. He publicly called Israel a racist European ethno-state on stolen land. Rashida Tlaib has hired anti-Semitic people, made anti-Semitic statements. Ilhan Omar made vicious anti-Semitic statements. This happened in the British Labour Party. The British Labour Party at one time was predominant. When they had Tony Blair as prime minister, he's one of the great prime ministers in English history. He was one of the brokers, along with Bill Clinton, of the Irish Peace Accords in Northern Ireland. He's a, really quite a guy. But they degenerated into, frankly, public anti-Semitism, and they are a joke. Yes, they do have the mayorship of London, but as a practical matter, they are a joke in the parliament. I do not want to see that happen here. I'll tell you, on the really, the Islamo left of the party endorses the BDS movement, the boycott, divest, and sanction movement against Israel, only against Israel. No one's arguing boycott, divest, and sanction against China for their treatment of the Uyghurs or against any country in the Middle East or Africa that murders Christians. Nobody's espousing it against Saudi Arabia, which doesn't even let a Bible in, much less a church. And everybody gangs up on Israel, a very, very small country. In the UN, there are three bodies that are convened to investigate only Israel. Nobody in the UN is investigating China or Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or Iran. And the World Court have judges for some reason in The Hague from Africa, from Islamic backgrounds, and they are investigating the United States and Israel only. They're not investigating the Taliban. They're investigating the United States in Afghanistan. Enough's enough. Enough's enough. And in the Democratic Party, there's a political process. I do not want to see this poison leach into the Democratic Party. Go to the lines. Len and Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Len?
Hi, Matt. I wanted to share a verbal word picture with you and your listeners that you may not have heard before, but okay. I'm sure some have. It's kind of a very simple picture of the American economic, social, and political system.
Good luck if you're doing this in a minute or two on radio.
Sure.
I think there's going to be a lot of people interested in this around the country. What do you got, Lynn?
Okay, there's this a table, and there's three people seated around it. There's a rich man, a working man, and an immigrant, probably of color. And on the table, there's a box with 10 donuts in it. The rich man takes 9. He turns to the working man, and he says, "That guy's going to steal your donut." That's it.
Okay, I like parables, Len. You got to speed this up. Let's get to the punchline.
The punchline is the rich man takes 10 donuts, turns to the working man, says, "That guy," meaning the
okay,
immigrant.
Okay, quicker. What happens to the immigrant?
Nothing. That's the
he
picture.
He doesn't get a donut, right? Okay. Look, immigrants are in this
country
for reasons. The greatest country in the world.
Just leaves it.
The greatest country in the world, and they die to get in this country, and they die to get away from authoritarian governments. Luke from Dueling Tangents, my friend, you have a comment. Luke.
Matt, what I believe Len is trying to say is that the rich man takes 90%, 9 out of the 10 donuts, and tells the working man that the immigrant is going to try to steal the last donut. That is what Len, I believe,
okay,
was
I like
trying
parables to parabolize.
Yes.
Yeah. Some parallels are a little more oblique than others. But the point of the matter is that this business of trying to pit our society and to divide our society further on this kind of stuff is not something that I think that's good for the United States. We have to become united. We're a capitalist system with a safety net. It's called Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. It's called a whole bunch of programs. And the truth of the matter is, it's the greatest country in the world, and everybody is trying to leave whatever hellhole they were in and come here. And we've been very, very accommodating. So all this business is somehow the rich people in Wisconsin. You know, Elizabeth Warren attacked Elon Musk for not paying taxes. Elon Musk said, I paid $11 billion in taxes. Don't spend it all. Oh, wait a minute. You already did. Look, the point of the matter is there are rich people who try to avoid taxes. They should be prosecuted. They should be put in jail. I want there to be incentives for people to get rich. I'd like to see more rich people. Immigrants are very hardworking people. They're among the hardest working people. And immigrants from Mexico and south of our border are all over the place working. They work, they work, they work. They're welcome. But Len, this stuff about, you know, out of the coffee shops of Williamson and, you know, and Mifflin Street and all this about, the rich and all this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this stuff. We were built on enlightened capitalism, not predatory capitalism. We want people to make money. We want them to do it lawfully. They're going to pay their taxes. They're going to pay their taxes. And all this business about pitting them against the working man. Listen, during the 30s, cartoonists would always picture the working man as a guy with a neck bigger than his head, and he was being oppressed. Give me a break. 40% of union workers vote Republican now. Why do you think that is? We got to wake up in the Democratic Party. This is the party of Roosevelt, the party of Truman, the party of John Kennedy. That's what it is. It's not the party of a couple of French people on the far left. Okay, Lynn, thanks a lot for calling in. I really appreciate it. I want to get back to a topic. I guess I have 2 minutes to get back to the topic. We need new state maps. The Republican Party has gerrymandered the maps. Evers vetoed them. Now it's in the Supreme Court. It's a Republican Supreme Court with 4 Republican majority, and they said, we want the gerrymandering of 2010 to continue for 10 more years to 2030. Now we're nibbling around the edges. But the Republican Party speaks with a forked tongue. There's a guy named Shannon Zimmerman, a representative in River Falls. He claims that he lives in River Falls because his son does, but his house is in town of Clifton, which is outside of his district. That's where he pays taxes. That's his legal residence. So the Republicans are shifting 15,000 voters around up there to make sure that he can represent the town of Clifton. Now, you may think, so what? There are only 60,000 voters in an assembly seat. They do it to a quarter of them. They don't care about adhering to original boundaries or any of this stuff. It's all a scam. It's all a sham. They are just leveraging gerrymandering, where we get half or more of the votes to get a third of the legislature, and that's going to occur for 10 more years if something doesn't happen. Fortunately, we're in federal court as well, but the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, is 6-3 Republican. The Republicans are using the judiciary to leverage their advantage in gerrymandering. Wake up and understand that. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.